Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are just as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They're milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What up, you uppers? Welcome to the third episode of the UF Podcast. I'm here with Jordan and Abraham. How are you?
I'm great. I'm very excited to start our third week.
The massive feedback has been unbelievable. We got amazing emails. We're going to do a couple today. And just thank you guys for getting involved early. You know, these are the OG listeners.
Yeah, you know? You guys are great. I've gotten a lot of... we got a lot of emails saying you love the J Train podcast, you love the Slapped podcast by Betches. So this is a great combination, but it's going to be even better because it's weekly.
And this is your home for just getting the perspective on dating. We're talking from male and female perspectives, getting you, you know, just going over it so you can hear an honest voice. So that's what you gotta spread the word to your friends. If you got a girl or a guy sitting at the brunch table wondering, I got this going on. What's happening here? I'm lost. You say, hey, listen, you up podcast. Get it down. Subscribe.
Check
go
it
on
out.
iTunes. Go on SoundCloud, Stitcher, wherever you listen to podcasts. Get subscribed and keep telling friends, spreading the word. Let's start it up. You ready?
Yeah. So speaking of like the male female perspective, I heard this story recently.
Okay.
Friend of a friend, and this guy, he basically, what I heard is that he broke up with his girlfriend because he realized that she had been faking orgasms throughout their entire relationship.
That's what made him end it.
And he broke up with her. And I heard this story and I said, that seems like kind of harsh because I'm a girl and I know that everyone fakes it.
Sure. Let me start with, why fake it? Don't you think you're fucking yourself over? Like, wouldn't you, like, aren't, no guy is ever gonna fake an orgasm. Like, I faked an orgasm as a guy.
I've heard that several guys have
we
faked.
We do it, but not, we're not gonna do it forever. Like, what that girl's doing is like insane to me because when you're never gonna get to the goal, which is an orgasm. Guys want girls to orgasm in such a, we want it more than you can understand. That's how much, because it doesn't surprise me that he ended the relationship because
I
would be so mad because guys are all about hunting. We're all about achieving, winning. So, you know, we want to score the winning goal. We want to get you off. That is, we want an ending, a wrap up to the story. We want to know that we did it.
Right.
You know, that's why every guy goes, how did it feel? You know, it says that you have that embarrassing, weird conversation where it's like, was it good? How did it feel? Am I okay? We just want to know that you can't just go anywhere else for this.
No, and we know that, which is why we fake it.
but this is the problem.
That's exactly right, because so let me tell you something about the female orgasm. In popular culture, I think, and just like societally, it's not really like that talked about. The fact that the female orgasm is from sex, especially, is just like a very hard thing to come by.
Sure,
it's not common.
But at that point, why wouldn't you look at a guy that you're with and be like, here's the map to Matsuzuma, you know, to the gold, you know, the golden temple. Why give us the map to the, you know, the fountain of youth. We want to know. We want to know where to find it.
I think it's because in the beginning of the relationship, you're like not, you don't necessarily feel comfortable enough to say that, right? So you kind of like, you don't feel comfortable enough to like give them the met, just like sexually. I think a lot of girls feel uncomfortable sexually until they really get to know a guy.
Yeah.
Right? So they'll kind of like fake it in the beginning, and the guy thinks he has it down, and then it becomes like weird because you can't say, oh, that actually didn't work for me the last time.
That's the thing, you get too far.
Right, you get too far, and then you can't, and then like someone finds out you've been faking it the whole time, and then he breaks up with you.
Yeah, because he doesn't feel like a man with you. You know, like that's what, that guy is looking at you going, okay, first of all, if you're willing to lie about these orgasms for this.
Right,
language,
I heard
what
it was
else,
he said it was a trust issue.
Yeah, what else will you lie about? What, you know.
That's like a white lie though.
But it's a white lie that's turned into a very, very much, you know, big lie because there's a certain point where he's looking at you going, oh, you know, feeling like he accomplished it. And now he knows that for all those times where he felt good and felt like he was doing something for you, he has now been wrong. He did nothing. He's a loser. He also thinks that, you know, guys connect all that sexual stuff to how they're seen by the friends. Did she go to her friends and be like, oh, you just can't make me fucking come? Like, is he a loser to all of them?
Right.
You know, this
but
is
I think
all...
that's society's fault, too, because society's like, oh, like, it's like maybe like not super common, but like it, but like with the right guy or moves, it could happen. Where it's like, it's actually much, much more difficult than that. From all the girls that I've ever spoken to, no one's ever like, he couldn't make me come, he's a loser. They're more like, this one particular person happened to know what to do. It's like much more rare than I think any guy thinks it is. One, because we fake it.
Yeah.
And two, because...
don't you think... Go ahead.
That's just like in the movies and everything. It's just like it kind of like happens, or maybe it's awkward for a second and then it happens. I just don't. I think it's like there's like a complete lack of knowledge about how the female orgasm works and how common it is.
We know nothing about the woman's body. Listen, I think that I got a girl pregnant from looking at her the wrong way. So I understand.
Like maybe you have that kind of super powerful sperm.
I hope to God not. Let me find some wood to knock on. But I'm saying, don't you think that faking the orgasm is in a way taking you off course to getting the orgasm?
Of course, yeah.
So like if you're faking it for something that you're kinda like, you know, instead of just being like, hey, I gotta break this down for you. You need to do this right now and I need to get off. And I need you to make it happen. You know, if you just stop it right there, then the guy is gonna be like, yes, please, tell me. For us, girls have 7 doctors. They know every name of the doctor. They know everything about their body. And guys know absolutely nothing.
Right.
We are very much an automatic car. You know, you guys are a manual transition. You know, so for us, you know, we have one doctor that we see in the back alley, and he looks at our penis and he goes, okay, get the fuck out of here. You know, you guys have like have a doctorate in your own body that we do want you to be like, now listen, here's how this vagina goes.
Well, I think that's
helpful. This is a Maserati. You've been working on the Camry for 10 years, and now you got this new girlfriend. You got to know how to use this thing.
Right, and I think once you're comfortable with someone, that's a much easier thing to do. I think there's a thing where it's kind of awkward in the moment to say that.
Especially
you've been out like a few times. It's like, you know. And you kind of, and again, it's like, I think most girls don't expect it to happen. So it's not like, they fake it because it's like, they're not really expecting anything to happen anyway. And so like, it's not like they think you're a loser when you're faking it. They're more just like, this doesn't really happen for me any other time. I like, don't want to make it awkward or like even necessarily like have this discussion about it. So like, I'm just going to do it. I'm not saying it's right.
I think girls need to start making it awkward. Because
let's advocate for that.
I'm going to advocate as a guy. The right guy is going to look at you and go, whatever I can do. You know, I'm the fucking waiter. Let me bring you coffee, water, juice. Let me help you out. The wrong type of guy, and the guy who has bigger issues with himself than he has with you, is the one that's going to go, fuck you. Like the one that gets angry about it, that's a self-conscious thing. He's more worried about his own ego. The one that cares about getting you off is the one that you're going to want to be with. Mm-hmm. So I think this is like a good test. We connect sex as some sort of contract for being together when sex should be just a side, you know, a part of the whole thing.
Right.
As opposed to like a gateway to the whole thing. When you make it a gateway to the whole thing, then of course you don't care about orgasming. You just care about getting the sex so that you can say to this guy, we're boyfriend, girlfriend, now you have a boyfriend.
Right.
You know, if you say, listen, sex is just a good piece, you know, it's a side dish to this whole thing. Now you're saying, oh, okay, let's make sure this is a good side dish.
That takes the pressure off.
It takes the pressure off. So I think for any girl out there, like, I understand this idea of, oh, it's going to be awkward. But it's only going to be as awkward as much as this guy's a dickhead.
Right.
You know, like, he's not. If some girl, the worst hookups I've ever been involved with is when I can't get a girl off and they do the, like, they like, they're like annoyed.
They're like pissed.
pissed and they're like, no, just do it this way. Do this. And you're like, okay, I've been down there for an hour.
Right.
We've worked on the car. I've done my best. Let's hang up. We'll try next time.
Right.
You know, like.
I think that's sort of the fear that like it's gonna get to that like. It's gonna get to that frustrating point where it's like, you know, like, there it's like not really gonna happen, and like you don't really want to be like in this tutorial mode. So like you're just kind of like,
that's why
I even go down that road.
That's why I mean, I
also I think
to,
The thing that guys don't realize is that girls can have a very good time having sex without orgasm.
That's a huge difference. You know, that's it. For us, you have to understand, like, we know
it's all about the end.
End of the trick. You know, we have a very defined ending that will happen every single time. So that's why I always go down on the girl first. I am always like, let's make sure you're all
you're
set.
You're good. And, right?
And have had fun and have enjoyed. And then, you know, we can move on to me at a later date. At least the girl, when I go down first, at least the girl can go, listen, I'm not getting there, but I've had enough fun for now. And now flip it over. Let me get on, you know, let's work on you. You know, that always, to me, as far as like the taking turns aspect, like that is a good let them off the hook moment where the girl's like, listen, this is amazing, but it's just not going to happen. I think that's what every girl needs to do. And guy, like, if you're not going to come, I think you have to do compliment sandwich.
Right.
For a guy or a girl.
Compliment sandwich is the best way to give criticism.
The best way. So, yes. Hey, this feels amazing. It's not going to happen for me today. I'm enjoying myself.
Right.
That's a compliment sandwich.
And then the experience doesn't have to be it doesn't feel like it's lacking necessarily. Like, it's not feeling like, oh, like this is like a fail
no, at
as
all.
Opposed to,
hey, we'll get them next time, kid.
Right.
You know, and then you guys fist pound, and then you know, move on to the next thing. You
right.
know, I also think, do I agree that this guy broke up? Do I think that it's just the girl saying that she couldn't, faking an orgasm is the reason your friend or the friend of friend broke up? No, I think he was looking for an out. I think anytime someone breaks up and says it's this one thing, they are making that up because that one thing
it's makes easier
them,
to right.
It makes them not the dick. Mm-hmm. You know, people break up for 99% of relationships end for no reason at all. It's just not the match, and that's the worst moment. You ever notice? You ever break up with someone?
Yeah.
You ever notice that when you break up with someone, they never know what you mean?
Right. No one's ever like, oh yeah, that makes total sense.
Total sense. Yeah. They go, well, what do you mean? And then they what do you mean you for like seven different questions until you say the meanest thing possible, and then you sound ridiculous.
Right.
So it's always like, "What? Hey, I don't think we're the match. What do you mean? I've gone out with you. I think I'm beyond this relationship. Well, what do you mean? You're not attractive to me.
there it
what,
is.
What? Yeah. Are you serious? And then she can go to her friends, or a guy can go to his friends and be like, can you believe they said I wasn't attractive to him? And then now.
Right, because now they can, like, because it's much harder to, like, accept the fact that, like, that I think that you feel it and someone else doesn't, because it makes you feel, like, kind of delusional. I think.
Totally. And everybody that breaks up has known for at least 2 weeks before the person that got dumped.
Knows that that's going to happen.
Yeah.
Right. So it's like a way of making, like, if you can, like, put it on them, like them being an asshole or something like that.
Yes. At least you have a reason. You have a tangible thing. Like, that guy, he was like, she broke it to him that she's been faking orgasms. And in his mind, he's like, yeah, I've been kind of wanting to fuck other chicks anyways.
this seems like a good out.
This is a good out. I can, you know, I can hold on to this trust thing where if she goes to her friends, she's not, like, I'm not just looked at as this evil person. I'm a guy who doesn't understand trust. But it's a bullshit thing.
Right. Because like, if you really like someone, I think you'd probably
you'd talk it out. He would have looked at her and gone, well, what do I do to get you off? Like, I think that's, if he had really liked her. So, like, and also, if you're getting dumped and they use that reason, take the reason.
Mm.
You know, I hate this thing, well, you don't trust me? Like, that's bullshit. Yeah, it's bullshit, but get the fuck out of here.
Right.
You know, you're like, I hate people who won't be dumped.
They refuse to be dumped?
Refuse. Oh, well, we can work on that. I can work on the trust thing. No, I'm bringing this up. You know how hard it was for me to bring up the trust thing?
Right.
As a bullshit excuse to dump you?
Really don't want to be with you. That's that's how much it shows that. I agree.
This person?
I don't know the girl.
Yeah.
I think this was also like a while ago. I just heard this story. Yeah. I was like, that seems like sort of insane to break up with someone over that, because I think I know probably 10 girls who faked orgasms their entire life.
Can we just stop it? Can we just stop it?
I agree. We should stop it. But I think that there's, again, like, it's a societal thing. It's like, no one, that's not talked about enough.
It's not talking. Well, that's why we're here on the UUP podcast. Yeah. You can send your emails to uup@betches.com. But
I think if guys kind of acknowledge that, like, it's unlikely, but they want to make it happen anyway, as opposed to, like, it's probably going to happen. I think there'd be less pressure on girls to have one, and then they wouldn't have to fake it.
I also think girls should be comfortable saying, this is what I like.
Like, yeah, of course.
Understand that, like, I'm sitting there like, listen, I'm team O. Mm-hmm. Like, I want this to happen more than you want it, because this does so much good for me as a man.
Right.
You know, like, this does so much good for me, for my confidence. There's so few ways in 2017 for a man to be a man still. Can't go out and fucking hunt a boar for the family in the cave anymore. So
that's fair.
This is one of those things where it's like, you know, for him, I could see why he was upset by it, but I don't think it's the reason they broke up. But I would say to this, you know, to the women of the U Up Nation.
Right.
Get yours.
Get yours.
Get your O, you know, and don't be ashamed to, but also understand that the guy's trying and he wants it to happen too, so don't get mad at him.
And you know what? I think you got to start at an early age, because once you start faking, it's hard to stop. So I think you got to start right when you're in college, because, like, no one, just assume it's not, and the guys, if they just assume it's not happening, and girls can learn to speak up earlier, they won't be used to not speaking up by the time they're, like, adults and growing and that kind of thing.
What we all need to do is start using the I like this sonar.
Yes.
So if a guy or girl is going down on you, make some noises that are like, you want to play a little bit of orgasm Marco Polo. So you want, your noises should go up with what feels good.
You got to read the situation.
And be readable.
And be readable, right. Give the proper, like, tune in. Tune into this feels
orgasm,
good.
Orgasm. Right, orgasm. Right. Marco. Exactly. Orgasm.
It's much, yeah, exactly. It's much easier to be louder or more, you know, reactive when things are going that you like than things that you aren't. And let's start with that. Let's see where that goes, ladies.
I've been in a lot of situations where, like, it has been, like, yeah, you tried.
Right.
We tried. That didn't happen. And it's like, I've never felt bad about those situations. I've always been like, at least, you know.
What situations have you felt bad about?
The one where it feels like I'm now this tool. Mm-hmm. You know, like, some girls will do the move where, like, they're just like, you're just like this inanimate object that they're trying to get off with.
Right.
They'll do a move where, like, they'll just be like, you know, they'll be like, you'll be like fingering them, and then the girl will be like, okay, now, and then they'll just take your arm and like start using it as it. I don't mind.
I thought
that.
You're supposed to do that.
You're supposed to do that, but right, there's a point with it where you're like, I'm not even attached to my arm anymore.
Right.
You know, like, that's we're not even kissing during this. I'm just like a soup spoon.
That's how it felt. I think that's how girls universally feel about hand jobs. It's like the guy can do it better himself.
Yeah, hand jobs. I enjoy, and if I had my druthers, I enjoy post sex, penis touch.
Penis just touch. Just
like I like my favorite sexual moment that I think gets you more sexual is when you've already had sex and then you're doing like the post-sex hang and you're both naked, and there's always, this happens a lot with girls, and I think it's fun because it gets you more comfortable together, is a girl will start like playing with your balls as if it's just like a toy, and they're like, because they're just like, what is this? You know, like, they're just like investigating balls, and like, they're like, and they're just like, you know, stretching the skin like it's Play-Doh, and they're putting it against the newspaper and breaking it. You know, like, they're doing it.
Yeah.
But I'm saying, like,
this sounds fun. I mean, like,
is it not?
Yeah, I've got to get into that. That sounds,
you have to get, because what it is, it's like, listen, the juice is out of the can, okay? I'm done. We're just hanging. We're talking. But then there's this, like, explorative moment where the girl's just like, what are balls like? Like, I think every girl should touch a guy's balls after they've had sex and just play with them.
Just figure it out.
Just,
we did that in health class. We were feeling for, like, testicular cancer, though.
That.
But with the
and while you're down there, you know,
give us a little checkup.
Some cancer. And
exactly.
But I'm saying, like, there's that moment because sex can happen in that moment.
Yeah.
But you're touching a penis. And I think, like, if you're playing with the...
It's a way to explore the body low-key.
And low-key, and also get comfortable with whoever you're having sex with. Because it's like, now it's like, yeah, play with this guy's balls. Why wouldn't I throw a finger up his butt? You know, like,
why not?
Wouldn't you know, we're now so comfortable, and then he can look at a vagina. Like, he can, you know, I think there's a good moment post-sex where there's nothing to gain from it, and there's no embarrassment to be had from it.
Right, because the pressure is off.
The pressure is off. The sex is a little bit embarrassing, like, the first couple times, and that's why they're faking, that's why guys are, doing, doing the rabbit hump. You know, we're just trying to get through it
exactly.
to get to the post stuff. But
if you're on TikTok like me, I'm sure you've seen people obsessing over Sol de Janeiro and their perfume mists. Sol de Janeiro's fragrances are inspired by cheirosa, a Portuguese word that means to smell incredibly delicious. Designed by master perfumers, their fragrances are unique and complex. They incorporate high-quality floral, amber, and wood notes with gourmand undertones for a completely immersive fragrance experience. And believe me, they are worth the hype. Cheirosa 62 Perfume Mist, this scent brings the warm feeling of summer to you no matter the season, with silky vanilla, subtle florals, and creamy sandalwood for a beachy vibe anytime. It brightens your day. And you got to use the products at night. Go out, get your sexy on, get dressed up. I love these mists. And if you've been wanting to try these viral products yourself, there's never been a better time. Right now, Sol de Janeiro is offering listeners 10% off on their first order on soldejaneiro.com and free shipping with code UUP10. That's soldejaneiro.com. Promo code UUP10. Soldejaneiro.com. Promo code UUP10.
If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you to achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment. No maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Let's do some emails.
Yeah, let's do an email.
So we've been taking emails. We've gotten so many already. You can send them to uup@betches.com.
That's uup@betches.com. And we'll pick your good ones and we'll answer them.
And let's take a moment to say subscribe, rate, review this podcast. That stuff helps push us up on the charts. And this is, you're living in the world of user-generated content. So you, the listener, get to make this thing a successful thing. So we need you, the listener, to keep spreading the word, keep pushing it up on the iTunes charts, keep rating, reviewing. All that stuff helps so much. And you know what? It's free to do.
Yeah.
Because this is free entertainment. So why don't you pay up to you up by doing all that stuff?
And we're actually going to help you out. Because your questions are interesting.
I just gave you the post-sex ball touch move.
Exactly.
You're welcome, ladies.
Okay, so our first question is, we have our first guy question,
okay.
And I think that'll be new for us, at least for us at Betches, because we usually get girl questions, so this will be good.
Love it. This is a look into the mind of the male as well.
Yes.
What's on the listener's mind?
Yeah. Okay, so dear Papa, why did I just say that? That was really weird. Dear Papa JT and the Betches. Anyway, on to the issue. I'm trying to figure out how to enjoy myself with girls in college without being a fuckboy. I genuinely enjoy hanging out with my casual hookups and doing things that might be regarded as more relationship-y, like sleepovers, going to concerts, talking about family, texting frequently. I don't want to be in a relationship, but I don't understand my friends who will kick out a girl right after they hook up or will flat out ignore them in public. Doing things like that definitely gets the message across that it's not serious, but I'm not going to be a dick just to be a dick. I'm honest with my hookups that I'm not looking for a relationship and I'm going to have fun, but they always end up getting attached and things get complicated. So my question is twofold. One, how do I balance spending time with multiple girls, not all at once, I wish, but my penis is probably not big enough to pull that. I genuinely enjoy being around without leading them on. So how do I balance spending time with multiple girls that I genuinely enjoy being around without leading them on? That was a succinct version of that sentence. What can I invite girls to that I like but don't want to date? The normal thing at my school is Greek events, but I'm an athlete and not in a frat. Had my ex-girlfriend email me on the Moran episode. I don't know what that is.
So
any help would be appreciated. Sincerely, OG TFM listener who fucks with the Betches.
So this guy emailed in the same question to my podcast.
Okay.
But, and we went over it But I, we will.
Did you have a female
no,
perspective?
This okay. is why I want to hear your perspective on Great. This because what he's asking is what a lot of guys are wondering right now. Mm-hmm. Okay. The age at first marriage is 4 years older than it was 20 years ago.
Right.
That's a big jump in a statistic, okay?
Yeah.
The median age of first marriage. So people aren't getting married at 22, they're getting married at 26 on average, or whatever it is.
Right.
They don't get hung up on those numbers, ladies, because I know someone just fucking murdered themselves. but the age at first marriage is higher. This is the reality we live in, okay? So let's not get mad at the reality. This is the times you live in. So we're not getting married to the college girlfriend anymore. We're getting married to the person we met 5 years after that, 4 years after, whatever it is.
Okay.
So during those extra 4 years, what's happening is you have 4 years to be an asshole to somebody.
Is that how guys are thinking about it in their heads?
That's how I'm thinking about it.
Okay.
Because what I'm saying is those are 4 years. 9 out of 10 guys or girls you date are not going to be the one. And mm-hmm. the 10th one ends in divorce 50% of the time. So you're going to meet a lot of pieces of shit that will be someone else's not piece of shit. Because there's a butt for every seat and everyone's going to find someone. So for this guy, he's saying, I live in an age where I'm not going to marry any of these chicks.
Right.
Okay? I want to go out. I still got to fuck. How do I go out, still fuck, not be this piece of shit to everybody and be honest while doing it?
Right. I can say that the guy who, like, ignores you or kicks you out of his room or does any of that shit is actually better for you than the guy who does the shit.
Interesting.
Because this guy, like, if a girl is taught to look out for symbols that a guy, okay. if a guy wants to date them or if a guy is just interested in sex, and he's sending out all the information that he's interested in dating. Mm. Texting about your families is not like a solo sexual thing. Taking someone to a concert. What else was there in there? I don't even know. Just like the sleepovers, all that other shit, texting frequently. Like, that's an intimate thing. So I don't think you can blame a girl for, you know, thinking your relationship is intimate if you're doing intimate things with her. You're essentially saying, I'm being intimate in, like, non-sexual ways with women, but I don't want them to get attached. Which, I mean, seems like...
What she's supposed to think.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
So, like, the better move is to just, honestly, it's, like, much easier for someone to move on or know exactly what someone wants when they're, even they're kind of an asshole, but you know what? At least you're, like... You're not spending time analyzing his behavior. It's very clear. This almost like a girl's going to spend years trying to figure out what the fuck this guy wants.
I will say to this guy, it's okay to get into relationships that end.
Yeah.
And I think that's what he's actively avoiding. What he's saying is, I don't want to be in it. I'm not going to date someone if I'm not going to marry them. Which is a
little... Is that what he's saying?
It's not what he's saying, but that's... If you break it down, right. he's saying, I'm looking to have sex with these girls. I'm looking to do relationship things with them, but I don't want them getting ahead of themselves. And every guy, because of ego and because of, you know, the way guys are brought up in this world, they think that if I'm with someone, this girl thinks I'm forever.
Right.
And that might not be the truth for the girl. She could look at you and go, hey, I'm enjoying myself now. This is a now guy. I don't know if this is a later guy, but wait and see. I think we get ahead of ourselves. I think he's like so far ahead of himself that he thinks that if he goes with a girl, like if he's going to invite a girl to a concert, what else are you looking for? You found someone that you enjoy hanging out with.
Right.
That's not to say that 2 months from now you're going to still like going to concerts with her. And
right.
you can end it.
Well, that, yeah, I'm saying like that as the girl is kind of like confusing because it's like he likes spending time with me. He likes having sex with me.
Mm.
Like he likes texting me about things that aren't like of a sexual nature. Like, why wouldn't he want to date me?
Yeah,
like it sounds
well,
like that sounds like a date you're already dating.
We're chasing
so,
a ghost.
Right.
We're
so it's like this sounds like a label. Exist. This is a label thing.
Yeah.
Right? So I guess guys are afraid of like this label, which makes it so they owe you a lot more than just doing whatever the fuck they want.
Well, it's paralysis. It's option paralysis. You know, and because you can be on an app where maybe you'll match someone that you find hotter that day, that person doesn't even have to exist for you to think it's out there to exist.
Right.
So you're sitting there with this girl who's the right option for now, but you're like, what if there's another girl out there You know, that,
yeah,
that,
I mean,
that could be better for me. And I think that's the thing that guys get too far ahead of themselves. Why don't you dig in with this chick? What's wrong? And also, if you're looking at a girl and being like, I want to go to a concert with her, then you have to be real with yourself and say, oh, maybe because I really do enjoy spending time with this person and I shouldn't half enjoy my life. Because if you half hang out with this girl, right, you're not going to be getting the full enjoyment of the relationship. So to this guy, if you have that inkling where you want to go to the concert with someone, do it and don't be afraid of a year from now when maybe this ends.
Right. And it's okay if it ends, but like
it's okay.
But it's like worse to be like half ass into it, because then that's just like,
it's worse for everyone.
Right. It leaves the girl, from the girl's perspective, it just leaves her wondering, like just trying to figure you out, what you want, not understanding why, like, what's really going on with you, and getting hurt in the end because you gave her all these signals that you're interested in something more than sex when you're not. So if you're only interested in sex, that's the asshole guy. But like, you know what? That guy's not an asshole. That guy's just only interested in sex.
And he's also being more honest than you with actions.
Right.
I don't think not saying hello to girl. You should.
Yeah,
say
that's.
Hello
to I mean, that's, yeah, a that's ridiculous. Absurd. Yeah.
That's a guy who's an asshole.
Right.
But I'm saying like.
If he's not texting you after you have sex, like girl gets, no one understands that the guy is not interested in a relationship.
Yeah, I think you could text and be like, hey, I had a great time, and not want to be in a relationship with a girl. Like, I've done that, where I'm like, that was a lot of fun. It was great to see you. You know, good. Hopefully I'll see you soon. And you know, you'll say that
sure,
text.
Yeah.
But I'm saying you can be a gentleman and not be relationship-y.
I think right, if but you, like, okay, let's say that after post-sex text you're sending, that's fine, right? But
sure.
If then let's say you send that text, and then you're later that day, so how's your day? How's your day going? That's sending a wrong message, because that's saying I'm like trying to like continue this conversation. I'm like interested in like in building a deeper like out of sex conversation with you.
There's a reason guys send that how's your day going the same day. They just want to make sure that you had a good day. That you're not a dick.
Okay.
Not
being a dick is important to guys, but it's a more of a dick move to have the girl then trying to like figure out and interpret your actions.
I think for girls out there, a how's your day on a Thursday after a Saturday sex, that's a bigger deal than the Sunday.
Than the right after?
The right after.
They're in either way, they're interpreting that guy wants to continue this conversation with me. That guy is like interested in something more.
But guys are
he
sending
wants
that
to
text.
See me again.
Here's why we're trying to not Weinstein this situation. We're trying to not be some like, we're trying to make sure the girl's like on board that was a fun night for her too.
Okay.
And we're not, guys.
That's not what she's thinking.
I know she's not thinking that, but I'm just telling you why guys send that. We are so interested in not being a dick that's why that's happening. We want a girl walking away and be like, and he was a nice guy. Like, you hear like
that's not what girls think, though.
I know, and you hear a lot of this stuff right now with like all this sexual allegation stuff. And they're like, well, you know, a lot of guys write back on Twitter, they're like, well, we're all not, we're all nice. Some of us are nice guys. And you're like, yeah, we know, but some are dicks and we have to, you know, you can be a dick too. Guys are obsessed with that, I'm saying.
I see that. I think personally, there's nothing worse than the guy who like thinks he's a good guy when he's not a good guy.
Yeah.
Because he like does those like standard good guy thing. It's like the person who sends you like the generic, like someone in your family dies, they send you like a super generic thing, or they send you like, it's like, yeah, you've checked off the box of not being an asshole, but that's almost worse because now you feel really good about yourself. But you shouldn't, because like you actually have the same intentions as the guy who's not texting us anything, but they're like not leading us on.
Sex on a Saturday, those Sunday texts, let's just write. Can we just chalk them up to nothing?
Girls, if you get that text on us, any text you get on a Sunday is just a wash.
Thursday text matters more than a Sunday text.
Keep that in mind. I don't think that's very clear. So just
I'm giving that advice right now for the female listeners. It's Sunday is a clean-up day. Thursday is a let's get ready for the weekend day.
Yeah.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter. Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need some more alone time. What's the right amount of socializing for you? And how do you recharge? Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. I've been to therapy for many years, and one of the benefits of having been to therapy is that I've learned to get to know myself better. And so I know just how much social
interaction I can take before I need to revert back into my shell. So it's really helped me optimize the time that I have out and socializing with friends, and also helped me like know when it's time to just go home and be on my own. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/UUP today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/UUP.
It feels like I've tried every trick in the book to get better sleep. Cutting out late night snacks, no TikTok before bed. But let's be real, I'm going to keep scrolling. What did elevate my bedtime routine? Upgrading my bedding to Bowl and Branch. And right now you can take 20% off their selection of buttery soft sheets, airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and so much more. Upgrade your bedding now and thank me later. I have the Bowl and Branch sheets. Other than being beautiful, they are so comfortable. They're hotel quality. You're going to sleep better. And here's the trick. Take your Boll & Branch sheets, put them in the wash, then make the bed and get directly into that hot bed. You're going to have the best sleep of your life. Made from the rarest 100% organic cotton and completely free from toxins, it's easy to see why Boll & Branch are loved by millions of sleepers. These best-selling sheets feel incredible on night one and get softer and softer for years to come. Boll & Branch signature sheets come in 14 versatile colors in all sizes, from twin up to California king, and they offer a 30-night worry-free guarantee, so you can wash, style, and sleep in their sheets for an entire month. If you don't love them, you can send them right back. Sleep better with the softest, most breathable bedding from Boll & Branch. Get 15% off your order when you use promo code UUP at BollandBranch.com. That's Boll & Branch, BollandBranch.com. Promo code UUP. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Let's do another email.
Okay. Ready? Yeah, got it?
Hey guys, I've been dating this guy for the past 5 months and everything is going perfect. Spend all weekends with each other and one day during the week. We're both busy, so one night a week is all we can really do. He treats me like his girlfriend's, plans things 3 weeks in advance. I've met all his friends, he's met mine. He's met my mom and I've hung out with his parents on 3 different occasions. We text all day, every day, and really the best guy I've met. Just one thing, we still haven't had the talk. I feel like I want to know when he's so into it that he wants to make sure that I'm not dating anyone else and ask me to be his girlfriend. I feel like I start the conversation, I'll seem needy, crazy, lose the power in the relationship, or is he just floating and doesn't want to rock the boat? Help. Should I rock the boat, bitch? P.S. I'm 30 and a doctor. My shit's together and he's just turned 27, but he has a real career.
Okay. What's your take?
I think she should just keep playing the game. I don't think there's a need for the talk. I understand why she wants it. Mm-hmm. I think she, at this point, what aren't you getting out of this relationship other than a label?
She just wants the security. She wants to be able to...
Yeah. I get that, but like she said, we're busy. How many hours are there in a day? I mean, you have the thing.
I think it's the kind of thing where if it bothers her just a little bit, don't say anything. If it's giving you like anxiety, just be like, hey, you seeing anyone else?
The way girls have always done it to me, mm-hmm. Which is always a sly trick,
okay,
is the condom stuff. It's kind of like there's a weird side.
You could be sexually exclusive without being someone's boyfriend.
I mean, who's doing that? What hippie?
Many people, I think, are...
You can be sexually exclusive without being...
Without a label of a boyfriend, girlfriend? I think a lot of people do that as a precursor to that or as a...
I don't think that happens.
I've heard so many stories of that.
That sounds like a dream. Like, that sounds like, that sounds like someone's utopian version.
So you assume if you're not using a condom with someone, they're your girlfriend?
I'm assuming, yeah. I think when you get to that point, I think the girl assumes.
I don't think that's clear.
It's not clear, but I just think for her, like the talk, like you're playing, like if this was a basketball game, you're playing one-on-one, that's like you're saying time out to stop all the fun.
Right.
Like you're getting, the way she explained the relationship, once a week date, all weekend hangs, texting every day. At what point in this day is he doing stuff with other girls?
I don't think you can like assume though, because sometimes you make that assumption and then like someone's like, well, I never actually said that. So I think if it's bothering you, why not just make it clear? Why not just be on the same page? When you assume, you make an ass out of you and me.
I agree. I mean, I just don't like, I kind of live on this like theory, like, you know, be the best party. Like, you know, like, you're a good party. If he wants to leave, let him fucking leave. But like, you, we all know.
But let's make sure we're at the same party.
Yeah, we can make sure. You know what I mean? I just like, you know, I don't think she has to have a talk, so to speak.
Yeah.
I think she can ball bust about it. I think that's a better way to go. Like, I think she can look at him and go, just waiting on you to call me your girlfriend. Like,
yeah,
I think
that's a casual, easy thing to do.
Because she's getting everything out of this.
Right.
It's not like, you know, usually when you feel something's off, you're usually right.
Mm-hmm.
She never says that in her email.
Right.
It seems like she feels everything's right except this one bow on the whole thing.
Right. For girls, you got to think of it like this. It's like she's seeing this guy. He's met a lot of her friends. He's met these other people. She just wants to be like, this is my boyfriend.
Yeah.
And she just wants, right. She just doesn't want to have to worry. Like, especially because girls are like, very, you know, when they're talking to their friends, it's like, well, everyone wants to know like what you are, what you're doing. And she just like wants to be able to say, like, it sounds like he's like already that. She wants to just be able to like throw the label around because like, there's this guy that I'm seeing is starting to get like a little annoying.
It's also holiday time, so you're going to get that question. So you want to be able to know what the hell's going on to say to other people. It is for other people more than it is for you, I guess.
Yeah, totally. I think if you want to know, just do it like Jared said. Just say it very casually, very like in a funny way. Don't make it weird.
I would even say to him right now, I'd be like, or we just had the holidays. Guess what?
You're my boyfriend.
like that's the other thing. Like, there is a point where he'd be ridiculous to deny that at this point, the amount of time they're spending together. So like if she went to him and was like, yeah, guess what? Told everyone I have a boyfriend. If he was like, what? He'd sound ridiculous.
Yeah.
So like, that's why she has the right to ball bust. I think at this point she has the right to say, like, I think you can come back from the holidays and you can be like, that was fun. My parents can't stop talking about you and how, you know, but I, and then I would say, here's how I would play it. I would say, I had a great time. How was your Thanksgiving? Oh, mine was great. I told, my parents kept asking about that guy I keep fucking. You know, and then he'll go, what? And you'll be like, yeah, I couldn't call you my boyfriend because I'm still waiting on that conversation. And I would like put it in his face that way, and he'll be like, and then he'll be like, yo, I told everyone at home you were my girlfriend. Boom, done, you're in.
There you go. That's how you do it.
Yeah.
How to DTR by Jared.
Do you want a bra that's sexy or a bra that's comfortable? Thanks to Third Love, you can have both. Third Love was started to take all the frustration, ick, and ugh out of bra shopping. That's why they make solutions for every bra problem, aka problems. Their bras make it easy to bring back perkiness you haven't seen since high school, get smoothing you know where, and have straps that actually stay put. Designed at their headquarters in San Francisco and made from premium materials, they put every style through hours of wear testing on real women, including themselves, before it's given the stamp of boob approval. Comfort and support are guaranteed. Plus, whether you're a double A cup or an H cup, their virtual fitting room will help you find your perfect fit fast. They even invented half cups. No more feeling stuck between two cup sizes that don't fit. It's time to get your problem solved. Visit thirdlove.com and get $15 off your order with code PODCAST15.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Let's do some games.
Okay.
This is a fuck, marry, kill.
Okay. Let's hear it.
That I enjoy. Okay. Person who doesn't eat appetizers.
Oh, okay. I didn't even realize this was a... Okay. Yeah.
Fuck, marry, kill.
Okay.
Person who doesn't eat appetizers. This is...
Okay.
Person who doesn't go down on you.
On principle?
Just this okay. is their thing.
Okay.
Person who doesn't go down on you. Person who cries in public. Fuck, marry, kill.
Okay.
Person who doesn't eat apps, person who doesn't go down on you, person who cries in public.
I'm gonna kill the person who cries in public.
Killing him.
I don't really want to see that.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm gonna have sex with the person who doesn't eat appetizers.
Okay.
And I'm gonna date the... no, that doesn't sound good.
Yeah.
I'm gonna...
Good luck with that one.
Sorry, now
a
it's
A whole
harder.
Lifetime.
No.
Of no no conilingus.
I guess I'll date the person who...
It's just, fuck, marry, kill.
Yeah, I don't, it's marry. Okay, sorry. It's fuck, marry. What are yours?
I'm fucking the...
This is tough.
I'm fucking the person who doesn't go down on me.
Because it's just once?
I'm marrying the girl who cries in public. I'm killing the person who doesn't eat apps.
I don't really mind it not eating apps. That's not a big thing for me.
The crying in public could be good. It could be bad. It could be tears of joy.
No, it's, let's be private with our tears.
Okay.
I'm gonna kill that person. I'm gonna have sex with the person who doesn't go down on me, and I'm gonna date the person who doesn't eat apps. Because you know what? Sometimes you get a really good main, and you don't even need the apps.
Okay. So now let's do red flag or deal breaker with those same people. Person who doesn't eat apps. Red flag or deal breaker?
I guess red flag, but not even, because like I don't really care.
I guess it would make me a healthier person. So it's like, it's
like,
a benefit
doesn't
to
eat
my
like
life.
Mini hot dogs?
No nachos, no fried calamari, no onion rings.
Ever?
No, ever.
Or as a precursor to a meal?
Precursor to a meal.
Okay. So then they'll eat them like at the Super Bowl.
No. They are only main course only. It's a red flag.
It's a red flag, yeah.
It's a red flag.
Okay.
Okay. Person who doesn't go down on you. Red flag.
Red flag.
There's no question. If you're out there not going down on people.
Well, it's not a deal breaker for you, though. That's good.
Oh, it's a deal breaker.
Oh, it is a deal breaker.
So doesn't eat apps is a deal breaker.
Oh, okay.
And hold on.
These are both red flags for me.
These are both deal breakers for me.
Okay.
Doesn't go down on me.
Person who cries in public is a deal breaker.
Cries in public is a red flag.
Okay, so we've got the opposite view. Maybe this is a male-female thing.
Could be.
Then.
Okay, then we have a bonus one. Person who won't take their shirt off during sex.
Yeah. I think that's a deal breaker.
Deal breaker.
Deal breaker. You agree?
Deal breaker. Okay. We used to have a guy in my fraternity. We never saw him with his shirt off. Go to the shower.
Is he fat or like very...
He wasn't in shape.
Okay.
But walking to the bathroom, shirt with towel.
Yeah, I think it's a deal breaker too. It's just like, that doesn't sound like good sex.
Yeah, what are you having sex with? Winnie the Pooh? You know?
The crop top. Yeah, I think that's a confidence. It's never fun to have sex with someone who doesn't have any confidence. I'd rather someone have like deep scars all over their body and like be overweight and like confident than someone who's like got a slightly less than average body.
Overweight struts than...
Yeah, someone who's not confident, that's like not a sexy thing.
It isn't sexy. All right.
Yeah.
Well, this was fun.
Glad we agreed on the last one.
Yeah, we came together as a community.
Yeah.
This is the U Up Podcast. Jordana, this was fantastic. Always
it's
a blast.
Always fun.
You can send your emails to uup@betches.com. Send those emails. Also, go rate, subscribe to the U Up Podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, wherever you listen to podcasts. And spread the word. Tell a friend. Tell a friend.
And email us any of your questions. We're happy to answer them. You guys send amazing questions.
And we'll be back next episode.
Yes.
Boom.
Bye.
Betches.